Okay, there is a question of how long it takes for news shows from some countries to get broadcast in other countries, where there seems to be an illogical time delay in the modern world. Okay, this is actually a very interesting point, because this kind of website, they not only give an opportunity to see something in time or in better quality or anything else, they actually give an opportunity to see certain results of creative works. For example, people who really like retro cinema or movies from certain countries. For example, there are people who really like African culture, and they actually do not have access to this kind of movies at home. And buying this kind of product every day is very, very expensive, not just because it's expensive by itself, but because it takes so much time and money to actually get this creative works to another part of the world. For example, there we have a club of people who really like Japanese movies, and they do not have any translation into Ukrainian, because of course nobody in Japan would translate specifically for Ukraine, and so it is very controversial about the access to the cultural heritage that has been created by the humanity. But this kind of website, they actually give an opportunity to share anything. It really is important to understand how the easiness of getting this information influences not just the today, what's going on right now, right, the impatient people, but how it influences the whole culture in general. So what these people, who the creators of this website, what they stand for is for the actually access to the information and access to all the cultural heritage that there is in the world. So they're saying that it is important to give people an opportunity to actually get this access and to use copyrighted materials as they wish. Of course, from the point of view of law and any kind of law right now, there is nothing that can excuse this website. There is nothing that can actually change anything about the behavior. The infringement is an infringement, and there is nothing we can do. The only small parts that this kind of website can use is like this, Mr.com is saying about the technical aspects of not infringement, but how to encrypt the codes themselves, how to use this operation differently from the technical point of view. But still, if it is proven, it still is a violation. That's why we have to have the governmental influence on this kind of relationship. So it's not just the two sides in between each other, right? It's not just the mega upload, for example, fighting the industry, the copyright industry. We have to have government which would actually set the rules effective for this kind of relationships.